This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. On the agenda for the next legislative session are protections for transgender people and their parents, CPR's Benda Berkland reports.
Democratic Representative Brianna DeTone says her bill is critical, given restrictive laws in states like Texas. She said she wants to make sure providers and parents who bring youth to Colorado for gender-affirming care won't face prosecution.
When they come out of state and they try to get the trans care that their kids need, they could go back where they live and they could be put in jail or have their kids taken away from them or both.
DeTone is Colorado's first openly transgender state lawmaker. She says the bill's details are still being figured out. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The bill was in the works before last week's shooting at Club Q in Colorado Springs. A new state representative has been sworn in to replace the late Hugh McKean, and it's his longtime partner. Amy Parks will serve out the term's final weeks. McKean died of a heart attack last month. Personal income in Metro Denver was up last year, 9% over 2020, in the latest numbers from the Bureau of Economic Analysis. Economist Andrew Friedson at CU Denver says that helps offset inflation.
In Colorado, as prices have heated up, wages have kept pace. In other places, this has not been the case, and people have taken a real pay cut.
So while wages are up across the board in many other places, it's not enough to keep up with the cost of living. Salaries at Colorado State University aren't enough for some faculty. In some departments, people who've taught for 10 or 20 years are still earning about $50,000 a year.
It's quite difficult to survive on that salary in Fort Collins, so a lot of non-tenure track faculty work multiple jobs, two, three jobs.
There's more from Fort Collins and CSU and some big pay gaps among faculty there a little bit after 6. In Fort Collins, a high today of just 19 degrees. Metro Denver and Colorado Springs in the 20s, and then not as cold tomorrow. For today, the snow continues across much of the state. Mountain snow in Vail, and highs there only in the teens.